perfection. Yes, he has given me a chance to reign with him. He has given me a chance for life eternal. Oh, praise God, he's given me a chance to live. He has given me a chance to reach perfection. Yes, he has given me a chance to reign with him. He has given me a chance. He has given me a chance to reign with him. He has given me a chance for life eternal. Oh, praise God, he's given me a chance to live.
Brand new song, amazing grace, rise, Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me.
Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh yes, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Yes, He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh yes, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my Counselor and Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. My Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. From all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh yes, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Oh, wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh yes, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Praise the Lord. Well, it feels good in here tonight already. Appreciate the Lord and all of these good songs we're singing. I'm glad Jesus is in charge of this. I know I'd mess it up, but you know, He's trying to get us all in a condition that we can rule just like He does. What did Isaiah said? The government would be upon His shoulders, and His name would be called Wonderful. Yes. Counselor. Yes. Hallelujah. Mighty God, the Everlasting Father.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Prince of Peace.
Yes.
Praise His wonderful name. So, I'm thankful tonight that I can depend on Him. I'm dependent upon the Lord. I'm interdependent on you, brother, but I'm dependent on Him. In Him I move and have my being. He's in charge of everything, even if I decided to go against Him, He'd still be in charge. So you might as well serve Him, Brother Tally. He's in charge. He knows how this is going to come out. He's going to work this out to fit into the purpose of his good pleasure. And what I like about that is he has us in mind. He's not a selfish God. He cares about how we feel and what's good for us, whether we know it is or not. And so I'm thankful tonight for a Savior. I'm thankful for redemption. I'm glad that he redeemed me. I was lost. Before, while I was in sin, he died for me. Really, he died way before I was even thought of by a man. But he thought of me. He had a love for all of mankind. God the Father had that kind of love. And Jesus, he was wrought in that. I'd like to get that working in me, just like it works in God, to have him dwell in me like that. And for me to be able to move over into him to where, and so, you know, I know I'm going to like it. I already like what I found in him. This, the more I serve him, the better it gets. The more I serve God, the more I love him. The more I appreciate him. And so I know, I'm convinced, I've been in this long enough, I'm convinced it just gets better. And I love serving him now. I love this. I love life. The life that I have in God. And every time he increases something in me, more of him, the more I appreciate it, the greater love I have for it. So, and I'm thankful for the body of Christ. Most of us, you know, a lot of us, I'll say a lot of us, I won't say most, but a lot of us aren't aware of what God's done. God's used people, but they've been working out the road for us. We sing a song, working the road that leads to heaven's abode. Well, God's, you know, he's a patient. What does the Bible say? He has long patience for the precious fruit of the early and the latter rain. There's a harvest in this world. There was a harvest back there in the early rain church, and God brought about a harvest back there. That harvest had an early and a latter rain. I think it's all right to use the early church in the overall plan of grace as the early rain, and this down here is the latter rain. Or really, it'd be the latter and the early rain, if you really thought about it. Most people don't know how that works, but in Israel, the early rain started in the fall of the year, started in what would be equivalent to our September and October. That's when the early rain started, the new year started, the new agricultural or civil year started in September, October, and they had a Feast of Tabernacles at the end of the year to commemorate the harvest that God had gave them that whole year long. God gave them a complete year of harvest. Started out with the barley harvest in March and April, and it went right down through the summer figs and the fall grapes and the raisins. They harvested. They started out with the barley and the wheat, and it went right on through their summer harvest and into their fall figs and grapes. And then after finally all the planting, all the harvesting was over with, they plowed the grounds, plowed the fields up. They pruned back all the trees, fruit trees and vines. And they got everything ready for winter. They planted new seed. And then the fall rains, which was called the early rains, fell. And that was in the fall, the beginning of the year. That was the early rain. It sowed down the seed that is planted, and it would come up. Barley and wheat will come up in the fall when you plant it in September and October, late September, October. It'll come up and it'll grow through the winter during the warm days. And even cattle can graze on it, but it'll never come to harvest. You'll never see it go to harvest in the wintertime. In the cold part of the year, it'll lay dormant. It won't do anything. Anybody that knows anything about the farm knows that. But in the springtime, when the latter rains fell, we think of it, spring, you know, is early for us, but that was the latter rains upon that harvest time that they had already planted. And those rains fell. And the sun got closer to the earth and brought enough heat. And that's a great picture. You know, in the early church, Jesus told his disciples, said, you're going to reap where you hadn't sowed. when Jesus came, he sowed a lot of seed. But it didn't come up right away. It took some time for it to come up. But in the day of Pentecost, the day of Pentecost was the time of the latter rain. That's when the barley harvest would be ripe, and then of course 50 days later at Pentecost, I mean Passover, then Pentecost, the wheat harvest would be ready. Those rains fell before that, and the earth got warmed up. You know, Jesus, the Bible said he was the light of the world. But the world loved darkness rather than light. Malachi said that he was the Son of Righteousness would come with healing in his wings. The S-U-N, Son of Righteousness, would come with healing in his wings. He came, heated up the earth. He brought judgment. The word of God that had been planted, Jesus brought an understanding to it. It's germination. It had germinated, but it hadn't come forth as fruit yet. Brother, on the day of Pentecost, it come a heavy rain. And after that, fruit began to ripen. The first fruits had already started. You know, you can go out into a wheat field and you'll find a stalk here and there already, you know, it's already start coming to a head, making a head. But and in a little while, they'll all come to a head and make a full harvest. Well, that's how their harvest was back there. The early and the latter rain was in back there. That church had an early and a latter rain, which brought about a full harvest period. I think you could go down through every one of their different harvests, the barley, the wheat, the figs, the raisins, the grapes, and everything, olives. You could go through every one of them and show a type in every one of them. I'm not going to take time here tonight to do that, but you could show that there was something God brought forth that was spiritual, is a spiritual type of what he done in the early church that brought about a full harvest in the end of that world. And here we are down here in the end of the Gentile world, and I'm looking for an early and latter rain down here. Praise God. I know God's going to give us a full harvest. Brother Leninger died preaching on two harvests, two worlds. He didn't get all that out. Everybody didn't hear that, but he realized that there was a harvest back there and a harvest down here. By the way, that's one of the reasons, I guess because I'm just an old country boy, but that's why I don't see any harvest or anything coming to fruition down through the dark ages. I just don't see where you could harvest anything in the wintertime. But I know we're getting... The sun's getting closer to the earth. We're getting closer to Him. He's making Himself more known to us. Hallelujah. And He's bringing something forth in our lives. And there's been a great labor before us. Sometimes people get so zealous in what God's doing right now, they forget what He has done and forget what's brought us to where we're at. I'm thankful that we came up under a ministry that helped us find the balance in all of that. You know, if you want to, you could dwell on the troubles that's just been in the body of Christ since William Souders got a revelation that there's supposed to be a body and that there's supposed to be a harvest. There's been a lot of things happen. There's a lot of history in this. There's a lot of good things happen too, wonderful things that's took place. But if you dwelled on the problems, or I'll just say the clay that couldn't be molded right at that time. I still know that a good potter just reaches down and picks up the waste and puts it back on the wheel in a little while. He just wad it up in a ball. After a while, he'll find a place for it. He'll find a way to use it. And so I'm thankful for all, you know, a lot of times people say, well, look at this. Look at where this happened. It shouldn't have happened. I said, yeah, it should have happened. It should have happened. We had to go through it. It's something God put us through. And it, you know, sometimes you have to learn what not to do. You don't always learn what to do until you learn what not to do. But I want to get the whole sum of the matter. I want to see what God's in, what He's not in. I want to learn how to find the Lord. And we're in a good place here tonight. And I know, you know, even learning how God works. I don't know why the Lord allowed me to go through this body went through something, just a section of it. It affected the whole body, but I was right in the crux of what was going on when a great leader in a church in this body pulled out and left this body. I was in that. I was right in the middle of it. I watched it. I experienced it. I saw it happen. And then I was able to look back on it and consider and talk to God and let God talk to me. I hope, you know, I'd hate to go through things and not get the lesson. And made me think of how, and you know, if you'd have been back there, you should have seen the services that when that church was pulling out of the body, they was having blowout meetings. Reminded me of Aaron when Moses went up on the mountain and they began to build that golden calf. When he come back down off that mountain, he hadn't even got down off the mountain. He heard all kinds of shouting and dancing and hoorahing going on and rejoicing going on over that golden calf that they had built, they had made. You turn people's flesh loose and let them get in unity about one thing and let the zeal of man take over, and it'll produce something that's... I was in the United States Army. And I'll tell you something that comes to my mind every once in a while. Brother Doug York's back there. He was in the Army too. He'll relate to this. Are we glad he's here? Praise God. That made it through. He's coming down the side of the mountain now. He's been climbing it. Thank God. We're sure glad he's home. But when I came out of boot camp, and we was all marching, and the post general was standing there in all of their greens, called them greens, their formal uniforms. And of course, we was in ours. We was graduating. And when we all was marching, you know, in formation by, and we all turned and looked at and saluted the general as we marched by, I'm going to tell you something. Goosebumps run up and down my back. I could feel them standing up on my arm, Brother Daniels. A spirit was in me so rich that I felt like I was walking on air. It's called pride. I'm so proud. There's such a spirit of pride there of where they had brought us to. The spirit that they had put us in unity. They broke every one of our spirits and had us unified in the spirit of the army. Well, I was ready to run by myself. I was like Jonathan. I thought I could take the jawbone of an ass and whip 1,000 Philistines. I just thought I could do anything. The army's done already taught me. I felt like I was powerful. You know, there wasn't nothing. If they told me to do it, I thought I could do it. They had me built up, feeling good. And so I've learned in this even. I've learned, you know, I don't know if y'all have even watched that. When the Spirit of God, y'all ever watch the Spirit of God when it's moving? Can you ever tell when it gets a little fleshy? Can you tell when it moves over into the flesh a little bit? But isn't it good when God comes in and you can just feel that pure, rich Holy Ghost? And there's a mixture of us mixing in, but we're giving Him the main part. You can tell when you take over. I told somebody, I said, here not too long ago, I heard a man preach a wonderful message. And I'm not taking away from it either, because he was anointed of God. It was a powerful message. But I noticed the minute that he just moved a little bit further than what God was moving on. You know, every one of us preachers know what I'm talking about. You can kind of step out of your place just a little bit further than you ought to go. You get to feeling pretty big when the Holy Ghost is on you sometimes. But hey, we have to experience those things to know how, to know what's right and what's not right. And how to find that right mixture. Did you know that the priesthood had to offer up the exact right mixture in that of myrrh in the golden altar, on that golden altar? It had to be mixed just right, didn't it? If you didn't mix it right, wasn't it Aaron's children that made a improper mixture? But I know God, you know, I know the Lord's helping us to get this right. And here's another thing about God. Judgment and order has to be maintained, and God has to deal with situations, but he don't forever forget, He's a God full of mercy. He's full of mercy. Brother Patton used to say, you know, when people leave out of here, he said, don't write them off. He said, many of them will be back after a while. He said, those are God's children. God loves them. And God will work around. He'll bring them back in. He's going to gather His people together before this is over with. And sometimes you just, there's situations that you have to turn them over to God. And so I'm just thankful that the Lord is the head of the body. He's in charge of this, and I trust Him. I depend on Him, and I know that He's in control. And I believe that. If you're not careful, you get your mind off of God being in control, and you'll get to thinking, you know, that you get to thinking maybe you need to help God out a little bit. You need to help His ministry. They're missing it. I've been there. I've been there before, so I can relate. I can have a little bit of patience and long-suffering and gentleness towards people that get off in that era. Thank God y'all didn't write me off when I got in there. But this is a place where you can find mercy, you can find tenderness, you can find peace, the peace of God. We don't have all of it yet, but we're laboring to enter into His rest and find complete peace. Before this is over with, we're going to enter in, cease from our labors, and enter into His rest. I already love the rest that we've been able to find in Him. Hallelujah. And there's something that's coming that it's just going to keep getting greater. And, you know, I don't know what all we'll have to go through before we get to where, to where God wants us to be. But I'm not trying to live there right now. I'm trying to live right here. There's a lot of work to do right now, Brother Hardin. Praise God, aren't we glad Brother Hardin's here? We must have done something right. He come back. And then Brother Goss, he was supposed to leave, and he's still here. So we're doing good. If we can get people to come back, see us, and get them to stay after they get here, well, we must be doing something right. I don't know if they feel like we need a lot of help or what, but whatever, we're willing to take it. Whatever you feel like whatever your purpose is, we're willing to take. We're willing for you to help us out and labor here with us. Praise God. All right. I just wanted to get up and get out of the way for these preachers. And then we're Friday morning, Brother and Sister Stewart and Brother and Sister Boyd are going with me to the Dominican Republic. Where's Ethan at? Is he in here? Ethan, are you going too? You are? All right. Ethan's going too. So that ought to make things interesting. And just keeping up with him. It won't be hard to find him. He'll stand out. I never will forget when Brother Jacob Durham went. You could look down a city street four blocks long, and if Jacob was coming up, you'd knew it was him. You could say, there he comes. You know, he rode bicycles and motorcycles a few times with some of those guys. They still love Brother Jacob. They still talk about him and mock him when they're over there. Brother Jacob, you can hear him when he prays. He says, "Oh Jesus," and every once in a while I'll get over there and they'll be praying about something, and you'll hear one of them say, "Oh Jesus," and I look at them and they say, "Brother Jacob prays like that," so they pick up things from us. But anyway, pray for our trip. And then I'm going to ask you tonight to give us a good offering, if you would, because we're going to have some expenses over there. Always do. And our missionary kitty is down low. so we need to ask you to help in the offering tonight, if you can. If the Lord put something on your heart to help us help our trip. I want to travel to several different churches. We'll have to rent a van when we're there, and of course we've got motel expenses and then food expenses for a lot of times have day services where we put our services together all day and then we have dinner. And it's not like here. You know, they don't just have potluck. They all say, "Brother Smith, we need some money to feed the people." And I know they don't have any, you know. I mean, they can take up an offering. We can pass the pans around there and take up an offering, and we might get 3,000 pesos or something like that, you know. But that wouldn't be enough money to feed anybody. 3,000 pesos would be about $70. But if you got 200 people to feed, $70 won't go very far. Their food costs as much as it costs over here. In fact, I think it's a little higher. Most things they've got over seem like to me a little bit higher. That's why they live on rice and beans. But anyway, let's pray. Brother Jerry York, Sister York called tonight and said they wouldn't be able to make it. And Matthew is up at the hospital with Sister Reva. She'd been up there like 14 hours or so. And pray for the babies. They're I think they're doing pretty good, but they're not going to let them come home till they're both eating really good. And I don't know which one's which, Isabel and Elizabeth. All I know, Brother McGowan said Izzy and Lizzie. And I said Beth and Belle. And so take your pick. But anyway, they're healthy and they're doing good. They're just a little bit premature, so, but they think they'll come home this weekend for their blood pressure. Yeah, Sister Reva's having trouble with keeping her blood pressure down. So pray that God will touch her and help her. Yeah, Sister Norman. Sister Brenda Norman. Back, she's home, but aren't we glad she's here? Praise God. Who else? Am I missing anybody? Sister Durham is still here. Can you imagine that? First time grandma, you can't expect her to be too far off, can you? It's something, though, when you get to be a grandma twice all on the same day for the first time. So, what else do we need to hear tonight to pray for our sister? I'll declare. All right. The Golden Kids. Let's remember them. Sister Gail. All right. Sister Nikki and the children in the Republic. Yeah. All right. Sister Ann. Gerald, let's pray for him. Sister Oates. All right. Brother Tommy, remember that. Brother Wallace. All right. Brother Fisher. All right. Brother Weaver, remember that. Sister Abraham. All right, let's remember Sister Abraham. Brother Doug. All right, yes, let's keep remembering Brother York. He's still got a lot of healing to do. Brother Tally. Sister Tally, all right. All right, let's remember these needs here tonight. All right, if we hadn't missed anybody, let's all stand and ask God to help us with these needs. Ask Him to bless the service tonight. Pray for the churches in the Dominican too. Dear God, thank you, Lord, for your mercy to us. Oh, Father, for your great grace. But you're our helper, Lord. You're our physician. Oh, God, we depend on you, Lord. These needs, Lord, of this assembly and others that's been mentioned here, Lord. Oh, Lamb of God, Lamb of God. I chose in Wichita, Lord, that had surgery today. Oh, God, the churches in the Dominican. Lord, bless this trip. Help us, oh, God, to help your people there, Jesus. Touch this service, Lord. Oh, Lamb of God, Lamb of God. These ministers that are here with us, Lord God. Use them. Let them deposit something here, Jesus. Oh, God. Give you praise tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Blessed Lord, blessed Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. God bless you as you give. No, we can catch it.
Well, it's good to be here tonight. Feel this wonderful spirit and hear what we've heard here already. It's just so good. Hear about what has happened, what's happening now, and the things that's out in the future. The Bible says, I haven't seen, ye haven't heard, neither have entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. He said, but the spirit. Spirit has revealed him unto us, the deep things of God. I didn't just want to get up in front of Brother Goss here, but I know the time, you know, it's late. The sun is going down. I got over to a scripture a few days ago. I'm just glad to be here, Brother Smith, brothers. It's good to be here one more time. I felt the Lord to come this way. God has been directing me. I was out in New York, Brother Goss and Brother Smith, we was out there, and I just been energized. I haven't slowed down. I feel like running. I feel like praising the Lord. I come to praise the Lord with you. I felt like you were praising the Lord, so I passed a lot of places to get here. So I'm thankful, because it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to praise the name of the Most High. To show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. God is faithful, isn't he? He's a faithful God. Amen. I think it was Jeremiah said, morning by morning, new mercies. New mercies. Great is his faithfulness. Amen. We don't deserve it, but God, he's so good to us. He's just so, I'm learning that, as Brother Smith has said here, the longer I serve him, the more I love him. Learn more about him, how much he cared for me. I want to show him, return that gratitude. I want to give it back to God, because he gave it to us. He gave us a praise, didn't he? One writer said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and he brought him up out of a horrible pit. I was in a horrible pit. I realized today I was in a horrible pit. Oh, hallelujah. I said a horrible pit. I was in a horrible pit. I don't know about you, but I was in a horrible pit. God set my feet on a rock, the rock, not just a rock, but the rock. Thank God tonight. And he established my going. Amen. I got a purpose for being here tonight. I know where I'm going. I know I'm headed somewhere. The Lord is leading us. And that's not all he done. He gave us a new song. Amen. Even praise unto our God. He gave that. David said, who am I and what is my house that he has brought us hitherto? But yet this is a small thing with God. He said, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Amen. I come to praise his wonderful name. Amen. It's because it's wonderful. Amen. I see it greater today than I ever seen it. I look in the Bible and I see where men went out in his wonderful name. David faced a great giant. I feel like that's what we're facing. We're facing a giant out here. I've, As I travel, I hear about all kind of sicknesses and problems and difficulties. Even myself, I went through some times there. But I raised up. God raised me up out of that. Praise God. And told me to go magnify his wonderful name. So I want to magnify his name. I see his name greater, his people, this wonderful order, the joy of the Lord. That's our strength. So I want to keep the joy of the Lord. Amen. I want to keep allowing that to enter into my life, to help me. They've been trying to slow me down, told me I was getting too old to be running, but you know, I feel like I never felt before. Yeah. I feel today like I never felt before. So this thing doesn't get old. God doesn't get old. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. But we get old in the body, but then in the spirit. Praise God. You know, that wonderful spirit. Jesus said to those brothers in the garden, he said, the flesh is weak. You can't do nothing for it. It's just weak. He said, but the spirit is willing. So I want more of God's spirit. And I recognize if I magnify him, if I lift my hand, thus will I bless the Lord while I live. I will lift my hands in the name of the Lord. Thank God, because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous runneth into it and is safe. I feel safe. The world is shaking. So many problems. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you see what's happening? The world going down, but we're going up. Oh, hallelujah. There's a wonderful mountain that God has prepared. In Isaiah, I believe it's 26, he said, in this mountain, the Lord is causing a feast. Amen. A feast of fat things for all nations. Amen. The wine well refined on the lees. And the veil that's over the face of all nations going to be taken away. Oh, hallelujah. And that veil is death. My God. But we're alive tonight. Amen. I'm he that was dead. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm alive tonight. Amen. That's why I want to praise his wonderful name. I want to glorify him and talk about, amen, him. How wonderful he is. Like that wonderful scripture Brother Smith was talking about, Isaiah, unto us. First he said, every battle of the warrior would confuse noise. Folks are just confused. Amen. But this shall be with burning and with fuel of fire. Oh, hallelujah. You add something. My God, it burn away things. Oh, hallelujah. He said, unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful. Oh, hallelujah. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Oh, praise God. And of the increase of his government, this thing ain't going down, is it? I said increase. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah about that. Oh, hallelujah. The increase of his government and peace. Amen. There shall be no end. Oh, he's going to set up on the throne of his father David to establish it with judgment and justice henceforth, even forevermore. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform it. That's what I feel here tonight, the zeal of the Lord. Amen. So age don't mean nothing. Praise God. I go around folks talking about, oh, you know, I know I'm praying. I want to praise the Lord. I want to magnify the Lord. I want to talk about how great he is. Amen. I'm not talking about how, well, what I'm going through. I've got to go through it. I've been through a lot of things, but thank God he brought me out. He brought me out on the glory side. He brought me out on the praise side, because it's a good thing to praise the Lord. Amen. Then I read here in the scripture, it was quickened in St. Luke 12 and 56, 54 and 5 and 6. When Jesus reproved the Jews, he said also to the people, when you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway you say, there cometh showers. And so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. He said, you hypocrites, can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not know, that you do not discern this time? Oh, hallelujah. He was saying to me, brother, it's late for you. Don't you know what time it is? It's time to get up and praise the Lord. It's time to magnify God, to glorify God. And so, amen, I'm going on praising him, because the more I praise him, the better I feel. Amen. I'm not going to sit around and feel sorry for myself. because I've had problems all my life. What a child should I worry about that? That's why I was telling some brothers a few days ago, you know, the Bible said a man born of a woman but a few days and full of trouble, that's when you come in the world. I've been around here 72 years, or how many more days I got? How many more days you got? I raised a few eyebrows on that. They 40 and 50. I said, how many days you got left? Amen. When you was born, you didn't have but a few. When you came in the world, you only had a few. Oh, hallelujah. So how many you got left? A few. Amen. Thank the Lord. So I'm going to take advantage of what I got. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to take advantage of the time that God has allotted me. Go ahead and magnify him, because, amen, I'm driving 400 and 500 miles at a time. And I get out on the side of the road and go to praising God. Folks look at me. I walked in the rest area a few days ago coming from New York. I was singing a song. If it had not been for the Lord, where would I be? Folks looking at me. Where would I be if it hadn't been for the Lord on my side? Praise God. Amen. Somebody needs to know it's the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Where would you be if it hadn't been the Lord? All the problems, all the difficulties, all the glooms and uncertainties we've been through. Where would we be tonight? Oh, hallelujah. But God help us through all those things. We ought to give him praise tonight. Oh, hallelujah. We ought to bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Oh, God, hallelujah, who healeth all our diseases. I feel healed here tonight. Thank God tonight. Amen. Who redeemed my life from destruction. Oh, hallelujah. And as far as the east, as far as the west, so far has he moved our transgression. Isn't he wonderful? Oh, we don't have to sing a sad song. And brought me to the body of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It opened my eyes. I was telling the brothers in Paducah the other night, we got loose over there. Yeah, well, we just got loose. Praise God. Everybody running. Old folks and young folks. Ain't no sense in the old folks sitting around worrying about the arthritis. We can outrun that thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We can outrun that thing. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. So, amen. I was just talking over there, and I was telling them, you know, it's just time to glorify God. Amen. God brought me to the body of Christ, and I came in, and you know, he revealed Brother Eckerberry, how God led me to Brother Eckerberry. My God got me out of a mud hole, brother. Praise God. There I was, didn't know where I was, didn't know where I was going. Who am I? My God, this man standing over in a little church in West Memphis, Arkansas, stood to his feet, talked on Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of Holland. That's the first thing God opened my mind, opened my eyes to. He didn't want me to go back into her. Thank you, Jesus. So I got that understanding before I knew what the body of Christ was. Isn't that wonderful? Then got out to Tyler, Texas, and the brothers rolled me down and told me, you know what? I keep reiterating that. Them big brothers out there in Tyler rolled me down, brother. They said, Brother Hahn, you're too starchy. You know you can be too starchy. You know you can be too starchy. You know my eyes didn't come open to the body of Christ until they got me on the floor. I didn't want to go down on the floor. They was riding me, brother. I didn't want to go on the floor. They said, Brother Hahn, you're too starchy. I just fell on the floor. My God, God opened my eyes to the body of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. I knew where I was then. It ain't been no doubt since. My God, he showed me a light over this people, a fluorescent light, one light, longing from here to the back of that church. He said, these are my people. My God, these are the people I'm dealing with. He said, they're not all perfect yet. He said, but when they get there, my God, they're going to be perfect. I saw such a great light. It was so wonderful. Amen. It kept me running and praising God and shouting. Then folks began to talk against me. You know, you can get people talk about you, talk against you, and you're quiet down. That's a dangerous thing. I got quiet. Don't ever get quiet on God. He's been too good to. Praise God. I learned not to ever get quiet. They said, oh, here come that boy with that name. Talking about that name. Well, that's what God, because I realized just a few days ago why God sent me to the body with his name, because hell was going on in the body. When I came to the body of Christ, they was fighting like dogs. When I went to the campground, brother, you could throw a brick through there. It looked like this, but it wasn't like that the other day. First time I went to the campground, it looked like this. Yeah, And I mentioned the campground to some brothers in Warren. They looked at me like I was crazy. I didn't know what was going on. But I found out, and when I got there, they was eating up one another like dogs. But I walked in there with that name, Jesus. The Prince of Peace walked in there. You know that thing changed? I saw that the other day. That's why I came. God sent me. Yes. God sent me. They laughed at me. Oh, here come that name preacher. Yeah, you needed it. God, how did I get there? How did I get there if God didn't send me there? I didn't know a thing about this. Didn't know it even exists. But here I come with a bag written with Jesus on it. They looking at that bag. I come up in there, boy, they start bagging up. My God, I got up one day and tried to preach on the Sabbath day. They ate me up. But long as I preached the name of Jesus, nobody said nothing. My God, because it'll break the battle. It's a battle axe, brother. My God, it break the nation in pieces. I saw how wonderful it is. Isaiah said, the man of wisdom shall see his name. Oh, hallelujah. He said, the Lord's voice cries unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. My God, hear ye the rod, and who has ascended, has appointed it. Oh, hallelujah. I see it now. He raised me up. You know, I bagged up, sat down, and stopped talking about the name of Jesus. I want to be like Brother Smith. I want to preach like them, brother. I want to lay out something, you know. I want to seem like I was intelligent. I had it all together. I want to stand up like Brother Leninger and Brother Don Patton and Clyde Patton. God let me go through that and took me down. A lady came to me and said, Brother Harden, this before it happened. I didn't know where I was going. She said, Brother Harden, the Lord going to take you real low. I might have told you this before. I want to tell you again. She said, the Lord going to take you real low, and I don't even know if you'll get back. And I couldn't say nothing but thank you, sister. And I turned to walk away, and I heard a voice, I'll never leave you. And he has never left me. Thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Then they said I had cancer. That really hit me like a blow, you know. But I thought about it. We're fighting a good fight of faith. My God, I got up out of there. When I got up out of there, I heard the Spirit said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And Jeremiah 10:64, as much as there's none like unto thee, O Lord. Thou art great, and thy name is great in might. My God, I walked out of there in the name of the Lord. Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. That's why I can run today, my God. A lot of folks are sitting down because they don't understand. I got a scripture the other day in John. We were singing that song. God has given me a chance. But I want to show you something here. Yeah, I don't know how you take it, but I want to show you something. I got over this in 1st Epistle of John, the 5th chapter, in verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. What about that? That you may know. We know some things, don't we? Hallelujah. We notice the body of Christ, don't we? Are you guessing about it? We notice the body of Christ. Paul said, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So then here, I got over this, just jumped off the page. My God said that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. And then in Psalms 20, see, this is what brought me up out of the horrible pit. I was in a horrible pit one day. My God, that's why I love his wonderful name. I see it greater. I understand, Brother Weininger. Yeah, y'all taught me a lot. But I came here, I saw his glory. Glory of his name. The majesty. David said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heaven. Oh, hallelujah. So then, you know, we can put that behind us. But he told me, you go stir. That's why I raise you up. That's why I raise you up. God healed me. I'm healed. I said, I'm healed. God healed me and raised me up. And like Jonah, he said, you go do it a second time. My God, I'm giving you a second chance. That's why I'm running. Somebody said, how long are you going to stay? I don't know. I'm just hitting everywhere I can go. I done been to about 30 churches in the last 3 months. I'm just going because I see the people in a condition, and I'm going through that running. Hey, man, I'm going through that running. Come on, you better come on, let's go, because it done got late. Can't you see what time it is? My God, look what he says here. He brought me up out of the harbor pit. He said, the Lord hear thee. In verse 20, chapter 20 and verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Look what he said. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice of Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill thy counsel, all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Oh, hallelujah. You know God is getting the people that's going to magnify his name? The Gentile, that's a nature I understand. They're going to be like Jesus. They stood on the Mount Zion, didn't they? 144,000 on the Mount Zion, having the Father's name written in their forehead. My God, that's his nature. I understand, Brother Wanigan. Oh, hallelujah. His nature. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except they be sent? My God, God sent me.